Welcome to the Simply Financial Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Calandra. On today's episode, I wanted to share a bit of economic news that I think you'll be interested in. Social Security Administration announced the cost of living adjustments, or COLA, for 2022 compared to 2021, and Social Security checks are going to go up by 5.9%. This is noteworthy because it's the largest benefit increase that we've seen since 1982. So that's almost 40 years ago. Pretty remarkable. This cost of living increase, or COLA, is a display of the strong inflation we're experiencing in the U.S. economy now. So I talked about this a few months back in episode 12 of season 5. That show was titled Inflation Returns, and the momentum of inflation, as well as the story around inflation, has only grown more dramatic since that episode. What we see is that prices across the U.S. have risen at the fastest rate in nearly 10 years. The Consumer Price Index, or CPI, rose 5.4% in September of 2021 compared to September of 2020. So you're comparing month to month, 1 year apart. That is higher than the previous 3 months, because what we saw was a 5.3% increase in June of 21 compared to June of 20, and July of 21 compared to July of 20, and August of 21 compared to August of 20. So this has really been consistent over the last couple of months, big jump in prices. Now, if you're out and about, you probably have an awareness that there's inflation in the system when you look at the prices of various goods and services that you're buying and taking advantage of in the economy. But let me give you some examples that I pulled from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Again, this is talking about September of this year compared to September of 2020. New cars up 9%. Used cars up 24%. Hotels up 20%. Gas up 42%. Beef up 17%. Bacon up 17%. I might have one of those numbers written down wrong. I think beef was up 19 and bacon was up 17. Of course, for bacon lovers out there, that's a bit upsetting. But these are just some examples of what you are probably seeing when you're out spending money. We have inflation in the system. If you're a retiree, and there are about 72 million people that receive monthly checks from the Social Security Administration, this 5.9% increase is going to come in handy. By the way, to put this in context, the cost of living increase for Social Security was 1.3% from 2020 to 2021. Now it's 5.9%. That's a big jump in a relatively short period of time. So this Social Security increase in payments is going to be beneficial. A key question for retirees, though, is will that be enough to maintain their buying power given the increase that they are probably, or you are probably, experiencing when you're spending money, hopefully enjoying a fulfilling retirement. So big economic news. Social Security Administration announced a 5.9% increase. It's a display that we have inflation. Inflation's been running strong the last couple of months. And this is a story that I think is going to stay with us for a while. I think it's going to impact all of our lives. Could potentially be problematic. The jury's still out on that. And I also think politically, this inflation story will be a factor in the midterm elections, which election season is right around the corner and will become more prevalent in the news cycles come the spring of 2022. So I'll be talking more about this as I meet with clients and on the podcast. So please continue to listen to the Simply Financial Podcast. I appreciate it. I always ask, if you haven't subscribed, to please do so. And if you could recommend it to a friend or family member, coworker, recommend it to somebody, that would be wonderful. Thanks for listening today. I'll be back with you on the next episode of the Simply Financial Podcast very soon.
The views expressed are not necessarily the opinion of Sage Point Financial Incorporated and should not be construed directly or indirectly as an offer to buy or sell any securities mentioned herein. Investing is subject to risks, including loss of principal invested. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. No strategy can assure a profit nor protect against loss. Please note that individual situations can vary. Therefore, the information should be relied upon when coordinated with individual professional advice. Please note, the information being provided is strictly as a courtesy. When you link to any of the websites provided here, you are leaving this website. We make no representation as to the completeness or accuracy of the information provided at these websites, nor is the company liable for any direct or indirect technical or system issues or any consequences arising out of your access to your use of third-party technologies, websites, information, and programs made available through this website. When you access one of these websites, you are leaving our website and assume total responsibility and risk for your use of the websites you are linking to. Securities and advisory services are offered through Sage Point Financial Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC, insurance services offered through Elliott Wealth Management, LLC, not affiliated with Sage Point Financial.